Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love. Be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand. Stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and today we have a topic that you are going to love. So it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, and you know what we do here is it's little love drops for your business to just spark you up and give you some ideas that really sends some light to your heart and empowers you to reach out to clients in a unique and different way. So what we do at Sharpening Your Spirit is that we help spiritual entrepreneurs and to empower them to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans, or what I like to call, you know, groupies. So welcome in, welcome in. Let me share one quick thing with you before we get to our today's topic, which is love as a marketing tool. And so one thing is that I want you all to know about the series that is coming up, which is called The Messengers. This is going to be a Saturday morning, half an hour interview with the who's who, with the heartfelt, loving, caring, spiritual entrepreneurs that are out there making a difference in the world, that have completely empowered themselves with a love for their gift, with the knowledge that they can't hold themselves back, and they want to make sure that you hear about what it is that they do. And they're also going to share with you just a little bit about how they do their business, so you can go ahead and maybe get some ideas from that. And as well, learn about them in a heartfelt, loving, deep way. So look forward to doing that. We start that this Saturday. So just check the Sharpen Your Spirit blog talk page. And you can see that we have an amazing lady, Margaret, coming up. And you will find that she, as a healer, has a message that is very unique and very different. And I will tell you my personal story with working with her, which is very life-changing. So I look forward to that, and I look forward to having you join me. So love as a marketing tool. Let's talk about marketing. Because, you know, a spiritual guru, woo-woo, hippie children, we know all about love. But marketing is a little bit of a different beast. And I think that it's really important that we really talk about it, because here's what happens a lot when it comes to marketing, is that we're those spiritual entrepreneurs. You've heard me say this before. you know, a lot of times we're way over in the spiritual world, and to have a business that's successful in this human existence, we have to walk that fine line. And that fine line is the fine line between business and the fine line between spirit. And on that fine line, we get lost sometimes because we don't really know how to walk on that tightrope. You know, we kind of fall off and we get back into our spiritual self, which, hey, I honor and I love my personal spiritual self, and I honor and I love your spiritual self. Big namaste to you. What we need to know is that when, as a spiritual person creating a new business, sometimes when we hear the word marketing, a little bit of fear comes up, a little bit of, I don't really get how to do it, a little bit of, oh my gosh, I have to do all these things and they're so complicated. Sometimes it's, you know, as easy as maybe going to a marketing event, or not a marketing event, excuse me, a networking event, and introducing yourself and sharing who you are with somebody. And sometimes there's a struggle in, this feels really uncomfortable. And so today I want to just really peel back the layers and get us back to who we truly are. Get us back to our true mission, which is to heal others and to heal the world. To get back to that higher vibration of love, and to be able to encompass that within what we do for marketing. And we all know marketing is just going out and grabbing new clients, going out and finding new business. But we're not going to grab them. We're going to love them up. So let's talk about that. So here's what I'd like you to ask yourself, and that is, when you're out and you're doing your marketing or your business, you know, you're talking about your business, and we're just going to use networking as a tool for this particular show, and that is, do you feel like you're trying to make a sale, or do you feel like you're trying to make a relationship? A deep, loving, caring relationship. Because I think what happens is that what we put on, we have this hat on, right? Okay, I'm going to put, say, the fairy hat, you know, which is the true hat of who we are. And then what we do is we try to put this other hat on when we go out and when we talk to people. And a lot of times that doesn't work, you know. You know, a top hat or whatever it looks like isn't for everybody. So we have to make sure that we're kind of blending both worlds when we're going out. And so to ask yourself, gosh, have I just literally thrown off my spiritual hat? You know, I know that we go out with an open heart. I know that we go out with love and care for others. But sometimes we feel like we have to be something different. We have to change to be able to go out and talk to people and to market. So the thing is I want you to ask yourself that question. When I get myself in that business situation, am I trying to make a sale, or am I trying to make a relationship? And I think you understand what I'm saying here, right? So there's a couple of things to just think about when it comes to this particular scenario, and that is, you know, when you're meeting new people, it's so important that they have that value, that they feel completely valued. But more important than that, and believe me, that's important, we're going to get back to it, is that you personally are authentic or transparent with who you are, with your compassionate, loving self. You can be in a networking event and you can be sending love to the person next to you. You can be talking to somebody and just 100% be in the moment with them and completely forget about if I'm turning them into a client or not. It doesn't matter. Just be you, be loving, There isn't any particular perfect thing you have to say, but you do have to be able to create a very deep, loving relationship. You do have to be able, in the moment with them, for them to know that you value them. And here's what I'm going to talk to you about myself. I've been in sales management, and or training and coaching for over 20 years. When I very first started out, and even up to, not that long ago, I would go into a networking type situation. I'd go into a situation where I felt I had to be this person that wasn't who I am. And I felt like I had to say certain things, or I had to be a certain way, or I had to really talk, savvy about my business or my product that I was selling or whatever the case may be. And I always went in with the wrong hat on, when the real hat was, I'm just this heartfelt, loving person. And when I go into a networking group today, or a networking event, or I go to a place where I'm going to meet people, all I'm thinking about is, what difference am I going to make in the person's life that's standing before me? How many people can I hug and love up? How many people, when they're standing in my presence, feel more loved than they did before they stood in my presence? And those are the thoughts I'm having. I'm not thinking I absolutely have to find a new client, because when I and or anybody else gives all their heart and all their love to that one person right in front of them, guess what they're doing? You're creating a client. But you're not just creating a client. You're creating a deep, loving, unconditional loving spiritual relationship. And those are the people that you want to have as your clients. Deep, loving, spiritual, unconditional loving relationship are who you want to have for your clients. So let me just give you a very off-the-wall kooky analogy, and I know I'm kind of going way out there, and trust me, it'll come back. I'll pull it back somehow, because I have an idea around this. And that is, I often think about Match.com, and I think of the millions and millions and millions of dollars that Match.com makes as people troll around on their website day in and day out and day in and day out looking for love, day in and day out looking for that perfect relationship. And the fact of the matter is we all want to be loved. The fact is, we all want to be known. We all want to feel like we've been listened to, like somebody heard us, like somebody really connected with us. And whether if that is a romantic relationship or a quasi-moto business relationship, the energy of love has to be the first thing that you do when you go out and you're marketing, quote unquote, yourself. You need to be the match.com of your niche, the match.com of your business, where when people are looking for love, when people are looking for that perfect relationship to go no further, no trolling around on the internet looking for that person, perfect person. They get that perfect person from you, because you have the energy, you have the healing, you have the love, you have the care of what's absolutely best for them. And with that, they get to heal themselves. They get to build their self-esteem. They get to feel like they are standing in the light, because they're standing in your presence. So forget about marketing. Just be you. Just love them up. and do your best to do that in every situation that comes up. And before we leave today, what I'd like you to do is ask your question, the question of yourself. Am I putting on the wrong hat? Staying authentic to myself, or am I trying to put on some sales hat, some sales tool? I'm trying to act a certain way. Just be you. Love them up unconditionally. Be the match.com of your business, of your neighborhood, of your community, of the world. So that is our show for today. And this, as you know, is Cindy Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit. And what I do is I help you heal your business. And if you feel like you need a little bit more help than what we give here on our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, it's okay. Contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com, and I'll certainly give you some wonderful advice. And there's also some other fantastic free goodies there for you, too, so you can get loved up as much as you need so you can go out and deliver your love to others. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I send you off always with love, light, and a big kiss. Have a great day.